I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Baltimore Ravens win 30-16 over the Chicago Bears yesterday. But before the game, there's lots of talk about the Lamar Jackson injury situation. Many people thought on Friday he was a go. Saturday, we found out that was not the case. John Harbaugh responded to the confusion.
Well, the status was pretty much the status all the way through. We were hoping, we weren't going to rule him out before we had to. I think at the end of the day, it just the conversations that were had, they just didn't feel like the two games in the 5 days would be the thing to do, So that comes back to us. And when you hear that as a coach, that's what you do. So with him not practicing, with the first offense throughout the week, it's just getting Tyler ready to go, and we're going to go play football with Tyler. And if Lamar would have come back, if it could have happened, as a coach, I'd have put him in there. And Tyler, you'd understood that, right? That would have been the way it would have gone. But he didn't get to the point where I think they felt comfortable with that part of it. The other part of it, I'm not involved in those rules. I don't know those particular rules. So I think in their defense, he practiced a full practice. I think they felt like because he did the same number of reps, it was a full practice. But when you dig in and you read the rule, at the end of the day, it wasn't right. So that's what it was. That's why as soon as we found out, we changed it.
You said they. Who's they? Who makes that?
Yeah, that's in the training room and the PR and the other side. It's not in the football side.
John, do you expect
the medical side?
John, do you expect
the But it's an honest mistake. I mean, it really is an honest mistake. I can tell you this. Nobody's trying to hide anything. I mean, there's no advantage. There's no advantage to be gained with that. I mean, it was he practiced. His status was what it was. He was questionable. I do think if we'd have had the old status, maybe they would have said doubtful. Maybe. I don't know. But questionable or out. We weren't going to say out because he wasn't out, until Saturday out. When that conversation was had on the medical side.
He said there was no advantage to that. They literally told you that they prepared for him the entire time. Now, they were happy as hell that it wasn't him because that's one of one when you talk about Lamar. The Bears, this is. They talked about they were preparing for it. There is an advantage. Why do you skirt the issue over what injuries are on the injury report? Why did you have more padded practices? Did you not know the rules there? Why did you have rookies coming in? Did you not know the rules there? I mean, I'm not buying this, that this was by accident.
Yeah, and they know the rules. You mean to tell me Eric DaCosta, who's been in the league, Ozzie Newsome, none of those guys don't know the rules? John Harbaugh, you've been a coach for whenever. You didn't know the rules? And then to say, he only gets a couple days of practice. Well, he's only going to get one day of practice before he goes down to Miami. All right? It all doesn't make sense. I mean, they got an advantage. They did what they had to do, and they won. That was the blessing and so forth. But
I love the fact that he said it was the medical team, the PR, the training staff, PR. But then he backed down and said, it was an honest mistake. So he wasn't getting too much trouble with those two departments. It's an honest mistake. It's not. I mean, if he's doubtful, then why is he practicing with the scout team?
How about that?
If he's doubtful, why would you risk him being out there practicing with the scout team?
I was shocked when I heard that, actually. There's actually been
And I was hoping those reports
scout team. I was like, what?
I was hoping those reports were wrong. Yeah. I was hoping that that didn't happen. And then everybody started doubling down on it, like, whoa. And that's
for the people wondering why this is such an important issue, and I know they're gonna scoff and roll their eyes at it, but it has to do with the gambling side of things.
No question.
They set a line at 6.5. That line been up all week. You could have taken the Bears plus that 6.5, the Ravens minus 6, whatever it was. It's messing with their business, and their business is money. And when you're putting out stuff later, inaccurate, that's why they're so hard on these teams when the injury reports are wrong or when you're trying to circumvent it. That's why it makes me wonder, what are they going to do now with what the Clippers tried to do with Kawhi? What's their punishment going to be like? Because now you're circumventing all these things that are important to the competitive nature of the game and also for your gambling side of it. Like in the NBA, they changed the rules and they're not as perfect at it. You have to have your starting lineup a half an hour out before the game. Why? Why do we need to know who the starters are in the NBA? For the gamblers. That's why.
Now, if you all don't believe this is important, the NFL this year is estimated, NFL betting is estimated to reach a high of $30 billion this year. That's up 8.5% from last year. Keep in mind, this whole deal with NFL Network, NFL is now in bed with ESPN. You guys remember that?
Yep.
What does ESPN have?
Their own betting network.
ESPN Bet.
To which they took it down during the basketball stuff while it was on TV.
The NFL will directly profit from sports gambling, directly from it. So this is serious stuff, man. You can't manipulate this thing. The last I checked, local law enforcement wasn't involved in the betting probe with the NBA. It was the FBI.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The alphabet's involved. When the feds are involved, that ain't good. You're going to be convicted of something.
Oh, 100%.
Either by trial or by plea.
You're not going to trial.
You're going to be convicted of something. They I got you. They got you.
Once you're accused in the federal system, you're getting sentenced because you can't win. You can't win.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
410-583-1057, that's the number. John Harbaugh talked about his team fighting through adversity.
That's a good question. I appreciate it. Like, it really wasn't, it was challenging because, because we just, you don't win, you haven't won games. And you want to win games. And we understand, we're fighting. I was proud of the guys when we didn't win the games. Our guys fought like crazy against the Texans, the guys that were out there. And they fought like crazy against the Rams. And we turned the ball over, We didn't make the plays we needed to make, get the stops we needed to make. But they're fighting and they're competing. So it wasn't hard in the sense of all the outside noise. That wasn't relevant at all. I mean, anything that was said that's anonymously is like, it's just noise. It's not even a real statement. It's not a real quote. If there's no name to it, it doesn't exist the way we look at it. You're talking about the game stuff? The game stuff was like a month ago. Nobody cared about that. And like I said, which the people that wrote it already know. They already know what came from the leadership players, but they haven't reported that yet. But that's where it came from. It came from the leadership players. It was a player's decision to do that. So that was nothing. I was kind of proud of it. When I heard about it like 2 weeks after it happened, I was like, good, great, cool. I haven't been in the locker room. I don't spend time in the locker room. So that's all nothing. That's nothing. What matters is a team that sticks together and fights. Even when the division, when the outside tries to divide you, that's okay. You got to stick together and you got to be a family. We're going to have our hands full on Thursday night against the Miami Dolphins down in Miami. And that's what we're going to be thinking about. Not going to be worried about some silly story that gets written, by unserious type of a report. We're not going to worry about that. We're going to worry about taking care of our business as best we can and sticking together. You guys agree with that? That's what we're going to contend with. All right, thanks a lot.
Hey, let me can I go back to the beginning?
Yeah.
Our players fought hard during the Texans game.
No, they didn't.
I guarantee you that wasn't his post-game speech. No. I guarantee he didn't say, guys, I'm cool with this. We fought like hell.
Did he say that at the podium after the game?
No, he fought like they got crushed.
Yeah.
They
tapped out.
Yes. Yes.
Said wait till next week.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't trying to hear that. Come on, man. Come on. And I love when people start talking outside noise. Wait a minute. We didn't break into the locker room and move games. That's inside. Someone inside moved these games. Now you're right. The story was not accurate because they said the coaches did it and not the players. And I still don't understand why they didn't correct that story. But at the same time, there was some problems in the locker room, or you would not have removed your games. You wouldn't have thought that was necessary. Players wouldn't have thought that that was necessary. I got to think, Mike.
Well, I don't really care about games and them removing games. I care about blocking, tackling, execution, and coaching. That's where it's all won and lost and all this other stuff. You want your players to not get bored. You want to give them some kind of activity, maybe. But the bottom line is what you do when you get out on the field. And when you're 1-5, everybody's going to be looking for things. Because that's just what, and especially the media, that's what we do. But I don't care about the other stuff. I just care about winning.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.